Paul Mansell. He's not as famous as Nigel, but I think he's better on the radio. This is Just In My House. Whenever I get a chance, I listen to Paul on Marlow FM. 97.5.
bit of a cracking song there from Kindred Spirit. That took me unawares. I wasn't expecting that. It's a long time since I heard the album, so apologies. I'd forgotten that was on the end. But yes, from the Kindred Spirit album, that was The Hunger. And now we're back live with Elaine and Annie in the studio.
Hello.
Are you all right?
Yeah, we're still
alive.
We're hiding under the desk.
Apologies, because I did ask you to bring your own poem in, and you did, and I forgot. So now Elaine is going to read her poem.
Can I just very quickly say this is like from a dream that I had. I wrote it myself. And it's sort of quite epic. And it's to do with the Pied Piper and everything. Okay. Ground Force. If you've ever watched that, it appears quite a lot. It's called Eden Force. Young Mother Nature and Old Father Time were looking out over the land, talking of how things had drifted away from the dream they once had planned. She cried, "If only we could restore the glory that once had been," when Father Time remembered a program he'd seen on a TV screen. He explained how these three experts were called on to renovate plots of ground, how the whole thing was done as a big surprise when the owner wasn't around. They looked each other eye to eye and grinned with a wicked gleam. "The old man's having a week off soon. Let's call on the Ground Force team." So filled with the joy of their grand design, they spoke to the gardening group. "We have a challenge to outclass them all," they promised. "Please help us out." As a bigger area than usual, the team were allowed 7 days. They were asked for water features and paths, and a natural feel to the space. When they asked where to get the things they'd need and what budget they had decided, the couple replied with their arms raised high, "Fear not, the Lord will provide it." And so they began with clearing and slept that night in the couple's odd house. And each of the three had the strangest of dreams of what the job was about. Charlie dreamt of the source of all springs and a glorious fountain of youth. Tommy dreamt of a path paved with gold and a stairway which led to the truth. Alan saw fabulous archways with masses of dangling flowers, while all of them spotted a city of clouds with incredible domes and towers. The next day they found their dreams had been real and the materials ready to start. The weather was fine, Mother Nature made sure. Father Time stretched the hours out. That day lasted weeks, and the three should have known, but because of a fantastic drink, their tiredness dissolved, their muscles were soothed, but their brains left unable to think. And so the days passed, the three laboured on, and the nights were filled with the dreams. And every morning the things they would need were ready and waiting in reams. A great wall Tommy built to keep mankind out, for they knew man would only destroy the beauty and loveliness coming to pass and forming this newly made joy. The wonderful visions took shape on the land until their time it was up. Then the couple appeared with an old wizened man whose eyes were held tightly shut. "Open your eyes," the odd couple cried, and he did and exclaimed, "Oh me, it's just how I'd pictured it in my mind, just how I'd want it to be. But a few things are missing in this paradise, creatures to start lives anew. You can stay if you like, be my Adams and Eve, if you have nothing better to do." "It's very tempting," the team replied, "but we have creating to do." "I quite understand," the old man said. "That's something I enjoy too." "Where will you find the people you seek?" Alan asked with a worried stare. "They'll have to have learned to love," he replied. "There'll have to be people who care. For now, we'll start with an innocent group who can be taught to care." And with that, he raised his staff up high and waved it about in the air. A noise like thunder shook the land, and a crack appeared in a hill. Then out of the crack a tall man danced, and a tune on a pipe he trilled. Then came the children, laughing and skipping, and merrily singing the song. And finally hobbled an old crippled man, bewildered, but following on. Then God spoke, "We are gathered today to tell you all what I have planned. All you children from Father Time's care have entered a promised land. Mother Nature will teach you how to care for and live in this beautiful place, and your old crippled friend who spent life outside will explain the dangers you face. He lived for a purpose away from his friends, for he learned about mankind's decay. But now he can drink from the fountain of youth, be cured and never more stray. You will all be the guardians of this land, keep it safe forevermore.
While the rest of mankind hold their fate in their hands, they hold the key to this door. When the ground force team return to the world, they will have something to say about how mankind has two choices which determine Judgment Day. That day will be set by their actions alone, but I fear it will not be long. Already the climate is changing, and many creatures of beauty have gone. What about all the creatures? Charlie cried. They don't deserve to die. Fear not, said the Lord. The Piper will fetch a pair of every kind. But mankind must either change or die. He will reap what he has sown. He will only change through wisdom, so tell them all about what you have been shown. Charlie, Tommy, and Alan, go back now and try to explain. If you succeed, we can tear down these walls, and mankind will find Eden again. If you fail to break through society's greed, you can return once more. Just follow the Piper. The music will lead you and show you the way to the door. For you are creators who care for the land. You have the power for good. You have a chance to tell everyone to live the way they should.
Ah. Oh, just got one thing to say about that.
Sorry, it's a bit long.
Outstanding.
That's amazing. Really good. I enjoyed that. Well worth the wait. And apologies for forgetting.
It kept on coming in a dream.
Wow, it's amazing.
And I had to keep... Wait, you know, it's so annoying, isn't it? You had to keep waking up and writing bits down.
Did you?
Yeah.
And then you could get back into it?
Yeah, well, I was kind of dreaming bits.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have any songs come from dreams?
Oh, yes. Yeah. The Woman was a dream. And I actually dreamt the tune. I didn't dream the words, but I had a really... I see very powerful images in my mind. And then when we're singing them back, I see these images as well. But I had this image of a woman with long yellow hair, very beautiful woman. And she was kind of floating along behind a plough, being pulled by oxen. And it was a beautiful, bright day. And the sky was very blue. And there was this music playing. And I thought, I woke up and I could remember the music and I wrote the melody down. And I kept on going because it sounded very folky, very traditional. And we were going to folk festivals and things, and I kept, when you're playing in a session, I kept on saying to everyone, oh, can you just listen to this and tell me if you recognise it? Nobody recognised it. So I was really chuffed. It's called Woman. It's on the, it's on an album we haven't got here today, the Watchers album. Oh. The one we did at the Mystic Journey as well.
Mm. Maybe it's a good opportunity to actually tell people how they can get a hold of your albums.
Yes, just go to our website or come to a gig. Although I don't bring all the albums to gigs. Some of them, they only are made in small runs, so I run out. You
always have Metamorphosis at the gigs.
Metamorphosis,
which is the one you've been playing.
Yeah, I've got several boxes of those, so they'll always be at gigs.
So where can they go online to... just find out more information or get order themselves. So.
Yeah, it's www.elainesamuels.co.uk.
And all the tour dates posted there as well.
Sorry?
Your tour dates, your gigs.
Oh, God, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, there's such a lot of them.
But they're all on...
They're all on the website. We've got one coming up in Reading. The band's playing in Reading on the 10th of December.
Okay, where's that?
At the Eldon Arms.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, that's probably the next nearest band one.
Okay, so what are you going to play for us live now? Oh,
okay, right. Just get the instrument out. It's another one of our Beast collection. You just played off the album, The Hunger.
Mm.
Annie, do you want to tell them about it while I have to take my phones off.
I'll tell you all about this brand new song that I know nothing about.
Well,
yes.
No, tell me about The Hunger.
Oh, The Hunger. But we've heard that already.
Yeah.
Now, after... Oh, sorry, I've just dropped my flute mic. This is bad.
It's all live, you know, it's really exciting. Well, The Hunger was about... I'm there now. The Hunger was about the beast inside that is a craving. And the one we're going to play for you now is brand new... And it's called Wolves at the Gate. And it's about the beast inside that is the one where you're trying to be something you're not. If you see what I mean. So. Okay?
Yep.
Thank you.
You can run, but you can't hide. The wolves will get you. You lock the doors and stay inside, but they're waiting for you. You'll never live a normal life with the fear upon you. They're at the gate. It's far too late, and you know it's true. They've come for you. Those moments came and went, but you did nothing. Nowhere to hide now. Wolves are at the gate. You can run, but you can't hide. The wolves will get you. You lock the doors and stay inside, but they're waiting for. It's far too late, and you know it's true. They've come for you. The full moon shines upon your skin, and you are broken. But never fit it in. The life is over now, it's true. The pack is at the gate, and when they're through, they'll be taking you. Get you. doors and stay inside, but they're waiting for you. You'll never live a normal life with the fear upon you. They're at the gate, it's far too late, and you know it's true, they've come for you.
So how many times have you been able to run through that before we played it?
Once at the gigs the other night, and we did it when we sound checked the other night as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
So that's just about a couple of times. That's about a third time.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really good. I like it.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
It's going to be great with the band, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that normal. Yeah. Very bluesy.
So
rocky.
Is that all right then? Have you got any sort of rehearsal notes for me on that?
No, that's good. We probably would have gone on longer. We probably would have just sort of
gone
on a
longer
ending, but I was mindful that
it's
were
Beatles time. We've, it's bang on, isn't
we're probably a bit our songs are quite long generally.